What's good? What's good? LETBURNRANT, Let It Rant Podcast. Click, stream, and enjoy. Lakers, season's over. They avoided getting swept, which was LeBron did everything he can, even in game five. Anthony Davis gave everything he can for game five also. And Jamal Murray did it again for the second time in the series. Big time play to hit the game winner. Not as dramatic as the game two, I believe. But he still hit it with 3 seconds left. LeBron shot it. You know, they had no timeouts left, so they had no choice. They had to inbound it. Desperation three, no avail. Nuggets go on to the next round. I mentioned an episode ago that the Suns got swept by the T-Wolves. So it will be the T-Wolves against the Nuggets. 2-3 matchup in the next round. Congratulations to the Denver Nuggets. They are still the defending champions, so it's only right they're going to defend their title. And you know, the Lakers, you had an opportunity, and you just lost to a better team. None more, none less. I think that was the Lakers' only fear against any team they had an issue with would have been against the Nuggets. I think anybody else, the Lakers could have, you know, they could have, you know, run for their money against any other team in the division, well, in the conference, I mean. And you just, the Nuggets were too strong, too great, too powerful. You can't stop Jokic. Jokic is just like a double-double, sometimes a triple-double if you pass the ball. You can't stop Jokic. Murray, he's been hurt so far, but he's been consistent when he has been playing. Michael Porter Jr. has developed into a very nice third role. Despite being a number one in so many other different teams, he's the third guy for this team. And then you got other pieces around this team right now. They don't got the same bench as last year. That was probably the only thing I could have said, but the Lakers, that probably would have been able to beat the Nuggets. But the Nuggets are too strong right now, top heavy. Jokic is on a different level. He's definitely going to be MVP. Murray, despite his injuries, he's still producing at an all-star level. And Michael Porter Jr., once again, could definitely be an all-star on so many different teams if he was a number one option. He's definitely now healthy now. His back is not hurting him. And he's ready to go. You got Aaron Gordon also, who was a big-time number one option in Orlando, doing what he's doing as a number four option. But him at number four is better than a lot of people who's number ones, twos, and threes. And he's still young also. And then you got Caldwell Pope, who can still defend and knock down threes. And then you got a solid bench around them that could do something. But nonetheless, the Nuggets did what they had to do. This is more about the Lakers. Where did the Lakers go? For the back-to-back years, they've been to the playoffs. They got smoked by Denver last year in the sweep, even though it was competitive. And then in five, a competitive five-game series nonetheless, but they still lost. The Lakers, their roster is a solid roster. The problem is, it's very simple. You don't win the games you got to win. You're not a good team on the road. You got a lot of injuries that messed up this team this year. LeBron's been hurt back and forth. AD, he's played the most in a very long time. Nonetheless, D'Angelo Russell, what are you going to do with this guy? Is he the point guard of the future for this team right now? Yeah, you gave him to not a long-term contract, but you gave him some money, right? You got to figure out if D'Angelo Russell is going to be a part of these plans, because sometimes he's good and sometimes he's really bad. What's going to happen with Austin Reed? Is he a solid number three guy? Can you trade him for, you know, somebody better? Even if you got to trade D'Angelo Russell also. The bench with, you know, Rui Hachimura and all those guys, Torian Prince, what else? Hayes, Jackson. You got so many different pieces on that bench right now. Gabe Vincent, injuries. They've been hurt all year. There's been no consistency as the whole team. Do you run it back and maybe you get a different result? Do you bring back Darvin Ham, which I hope you do? It's not Darvin Ham's fault that this team was dealt the hands they was dealt. You just fell across a better team. If it was the Thunder, I think the Lakers would have had a better shot of beating them. If it was the Mavericks or Clippers, any other team except for the Nuggets, I believe the Lakers would have made a run for it, just like they did last year when they surprisingly got to the Western Conference Finals, and you saw what happened. The Nuggets was right there stopping them. For the second straight year, Jokic got better on LeBron, AD, and the whole Lakers squad. They gotta improve on their 3-point shooting during this offseason. They gotta get a player that can definitely hit the threes and light it up. Maybe get Klay Thompson from the Warriors. You're not gonna get, Steph Curry, no way in hell, unless LeBron goes there. So what's your best option? See if you can lure Klay Thompson to La La Land. He's already in California anyway. A couple miles away won't hurt Klay Thompson. If him staying in Golden State is not gonna work out, go to Los Angeles Lakers. Or maybe get Draymond Green also to beef up your defense. If you plan to keep the same roster, then beef your defense up. However you want to do it, just do it. But nonetheless, Lakers are the next team to get knocked out. And yeah, their season is ultimately finished. LeBron, he's most likely probably going to stay in LA unless something else happens and Bronny James goes somewhere else. Doesn't LeBron heart that says, doesn't LeBron mind and soul says, okay, I want to play with my son. Or does Bronny decide to wait another year and stay in college basketball or transfer to a different team? Maybe not that USC was the best option for him. They technically saved his life when he caught that cardiac arrest. But now that his coach is not there no more, where do Bronny James stand? And if Bronny James do go ahead with this draft process, do LeBron says, okay, wherever he goes, I'm going to definitely go with him. And if that does happen, will LeBron really commit to it? Or LeBron would be like, will LeBron will let the Lakers find any type of way to try to draft him? If that's the case, I guess so be it. But Bronny James currently right now is not a first-round pick. He's definitely not a first-round type of player right now. He still needs some time to improve. Maybe Bronny James stays another year. That would be the case. But back to the Lakers part right now, I'm just saying his name because this is technically LeBron's last year of his contract. I don't know if he signed an extension, but he has aspirations of playing with his son. If his son does go through this process, he's going to be drafted regardless. Would teams draft him high because they have the chances of getting LeBron? Or would they not take that chance and want to improve on their team? And some teams probably don't even want LeBron at this point right now. As great as LeBron is, he'll give you 25 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. They probably don't want the many things they need to get LeBron. With that being the case, it's going to be a decision time this offseason. Do you keep Darvin Ham also? He's been a solid head coach these last 2 years. But it's very clear that this team is not going to get as better as it is right now, especially against young teams that's on the rise. The Nuggets on the rise. They're the defending champions. They're here to make a dynasty. You got the Thunder. As young as they are right now, they're very hungry and they're very talented. You got the Pelicans. The Pelicans still got some work to do, but the Pelicans are going to be there as long as Zion is there. As long as Brandon Ingram is there, as long as McCollum is there, they could do something. You got the Timberwolves with Anthony Edwards. He's on the rise. He could be maybe the next face of the NBA one day, depending on what he does. And he did sweep the Suns. You still got the Suns also, despite their misfortunes. They're still around. The Warriors, depending on what they do, will still be around. The Clippers will still be around. The Mavericks definitely going to still be around as long as Luka and Kyrie is still running shit. So many questions with these Lakers team right now. We don't know what direction they'll go. So they got to figure out if they want to keep going for him. Plus, they got to figure out if LeBron's going to still be here or he's out once Bronny James gets selected in the draft. So once they get those taken care of, if they do run it back, which I believe they will, because most of these players was injured, the best you can do is run it back and see how it goes. This team, competitive-wise, top to bottom, have the chance to go to the Western Conference Finals. Maybe make a run if you can take out Denver. Or do you just say blow this up, get the players that you can get, and find a way to take out Nuggets? The Nuggets are going to be here for as long as Jokic is still at top form. And Jokic is not, he's not slowing down no time soon. It seems like Jokic every year gets better and better. And you got Murray and Porter that's still there getting better and better. So as long as you got that being the case right now, Mike Malone doing what he's doing. Was it Michael Malone? Yeah, the head coach. Not much is going to be done at this point for the Lakers. So however they got to do this, they're going to have to figure it out once they can figure out LeBron's situation with his son. On to the next episode. Burn.